We take you north of London now to the city of Manchester for today's global hit. That's the base for the UK indie rock band James. It's hard. The band has been pretty prolific this year. It's released two CDs in the UK. The Night Before came out in the spring. The Morning After was released last month. Now, both albums are out here in the United States. They're on a double CD named, chronologically correctly, The Morning After, The Night Before. Here's the tune, Rabbit Hole.
My life.
James got their start the same time as that other Manchester band, The Smiths. Back in 1984, The Smiths' lead singer, Morrissey, called James the best band in the world. But James' breakout year was 1993, when legendary producer Brian Eno came on board. The band's put out six albums since then, but this year it's been a double whammy for fans of James. The group just wrapped up a tour of the United States, and now it's on to Europe.
At the window, seasons change. Here inside, it's all the same. With the snow, the birds have flown. Terror sets on.
That's the band James. By the way, online right now, we've got some great videos and photos. Be sure, once again, to check out Laura Lynch's one-on-one video with Tom Seabrill from our story on Britain's involvement in the American Civil War. Also, there's still a lively conversation taking place among listeners sharing memories of their first experience with the Sony Walkman. Stop by and reminisce about the 1980s or join lots of other conversations online right now at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.